Tourism Minister welcomes Southwest Airlines flight from Fort Lauderdale. Find out more on this edition of Tourism Roundup. Also, stick around for our No Jamaica segment, St. James Parish Church. On Sunday, June 4, 2017, Jamaica welcomed the inaugural flight of Southwest Airlines' new route from Fort Lauderdale to Montego Bay. This new partnership will see an additional 52 airline seats traveling to the island going forward. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says the addition of the new route will bolster efforts to increase visitor arrivals to Jamaica over the short to medium term, with an additional 100,000 airline seats set to come on stream by the end of the year.
We are expecting flights out of Europe, Germany, Spain, Portugal, and we are also expecting a new route, a retention or perhaps a renovation of arrangements that we had in Vancouver sometime in December of this year.
Minister Bartlett was speaking at a ceremony at the Sangster International Airport to welcome the inaugural flight. CEO of MBJ Airports, which operates Sangster International Airport, Rafael Echevani, says he is looking forward to the opportunity to be created from this new partnership with Southwest Airlines.
We just hope that we get many more flights with Southwest. We will do whatever is in our capacity as airport operators to do so. Really, we love this airline. We know that this is one of the airlines that is growing the fastest. We know that this is one of the airlines that are going to make a huge impact on a destination like Montego Bay and Jamaica.
He added that several upgrades are planned for the airport, which will enhance the experience of visitors.
I just wanted to take the opportunity to say thank you to everyone and also to say that this is a very exciting time for MBJ. Very exciting things like, for example, the runway extension, the terminal extension, the renovation of the commercial facilities, and many other things, including very important works with immigration to ensure that the experience entering Jamaica is as smooth as possible.
MBJ Airport's CEO, Rafael Echevani. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett, in his address at the ceremony, Mr. Bartlett outlined that Jamaica has welcomed over 900,000 visitors to the island during the first 5 months of 2017. Based on the sector's performance to date, the country is well on track to achieve 1 million visitor arrivals before the end of the summer. With this new partnership with Southwest Airlines, Jamaica is also on track to meet its 5% growth target for the industry this year.
In the quest to drive arrivals and to build economic growth and prosperity in our country, Airlift forms the central infrastructure. There is absolutely no way that connectivity can be realized without carefully planned and properly executed airlift arrangements. To a place called
Jamaica. Now for our No Jamaica segment. Built between 1775 and 1782, the St. James Parish Church was dedicated to St. James the Great, a patriarch of Spain. The church, constructed of white limestone, is of the Greek cross plan with a bell tower at the west end. The building also has large round-headed sash windows, and an elaborate Palladian window is behind the altar at the west end. It was severely damaged in the earthquake of 1951, but repair work resulted in only minor departures from the original design. Let's sing in harmony, in peace. That's it for this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time.
We're committed to reducing the impact of disasters occurring in Jamaica. We're ever ready to assist you before, during, and after a disaster. But everybody have a role to play, so make we work together and follow the plan. Whether rich or poor or where you come from, hurricanes affect everyone, so
be prepared.
Prevention is better than cure.
Be prepared.
Listen to ADPEM.
A message from the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.